listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Lieutenant Roger J. Legendre is on the phone with us this afternoon. He is the Youth Engagement and Education Lieutenant for the Albuquerque Police Department. Lieutenant Roger, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mr. Williams. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we appreciate you very much. As you know, Calvary Church is spending the month of September really emphasizing how much we as citizens need to back the blue, not only with ourselves personally and giving you all a good thank you and appreciating the dangerous situations you put yourselves in serving our city and protecting all of us, but we're all for giving you more funding, and if we have to tell our parishioners, hey, this is what you guys are doing, this is about us getting to know you, and we think that that's going to result in a lot more support from citizens, especially citizens in the faith community. So let me start asking you a few questions. Lieutenant Legendre, tell us about your career in law enforcement. I know you had to start off as a regular officer and patrol, and then how that's changed and how your experience has directed your service now.
Well, it started about 16 years ago. January of 2005 is when I started the police academy. And from the police academy, which is 6 months long, I went into the field service work, taking emergency calls for service in the field. I did that for several years before I became a detective. And the detective I was an impact detective. So we investigate an array of crimes, anything from auto burglaries to, felony shopliftings, aggravated batteries like shootings and whatnot. Shortly thereafter, I had a calling for teaching, and I definitely wanted to educate and share my experiences. So I became a field training officer, and that's where I found a whole lot of value in my job. I was able to share my experiences with younger officers so that, we can continue to give a professional output to the community. Shortly thereafter, I became a sergeant in 2015, and that was like being a field training officer on steroids, because then I had 8 officers that I was responsible for each year. So I was able to shed that experience and that knowledge to those officers as well, and a lot of intrinsic value with that. During this time as a sergeant, I was in the Southeast Area Command, the area around UNM, State Fairgrounds, about that area. And I got involved with Police and Communities Together team. This is where I realized the importance that we as a police department cannot do it on our own. We cannot reduce crime effectively. We cannot educate the community effectively to be less victimized and to take control of the problems in their own areas without having them on board. And the Police and Communities Together team that I was on went out and talked to the neighborhood associations, the block captains. We worked heavily with the business owners, anybody in the area that had any stakeholdership within that area. We were engaging with to the best of our abilities to try to reduce crime together, because we're all in this together. From there, I was tasked to start working with the youth, which I was excited about, because prior to law enforcement, I used to teach Taekwondo to a majority of youth. And working with the youth is huge for me, because if we can give them an education and an understanding early on of law, theory has it, they'll be less likely to commit any law violations as they get older. They'll have that respect for law in general, and hopefully build a understanding of community. So they're less likely to want to victimize the community, whether it be criminal damage like graffiti or anything of that nature, or victimizing anybody for any one of the crimes that we have. So working with the youth, we got started with doing the camps, Camp Fearless. And what Camp Fearless is, it's an introduction to public service. We work with other groups. We work with National Guard. We work with the U.S. Attorney's Office. We work with Albuquerque Fire Rescue. We work with the DEA's office. And we come together, the first year we did it, we had 80 kids involved. And we were able to show education regarding the dangers of drugs, the dangers of gangs, the importance of positive peers, the importance of positive outlets. And we also, to me, the most important part of these camps, they got to see the human behind the badge. The human behind the badge is the biggest part. so many people in society, they don't have an understanding of police. They may not know a police officer. They maybe only come into contact with an officer once or twice in their lifetime. This is an opportunity for those kids, so maybe that first time having that engagement with an officer, to make it a positive engagement. And with that, that's where our understanding can begin. And you can see what police officers do, because often police officers, that line of work is mystified. Many people in the community don't know what we do. So how, what better way than to begin with the youth? Because that's tomorrow's adults and the people we're going to be working with down the line to reduce crime and whatnot. So that's kind of where I'm at now in my career. I'm working with the youth. I'm doing a lot of programming, working with Albuquerque Public Schools. We have programs involved with that, heavily involved in the summers. And I have the school resource officers that are in each of the high schools, for APD, school resource officers, that we have in each of the high schools.
Mm. We're on the phone this afternoon with Roger J. Legendre. He is the lieutenant for the youth engagement and education for the Albuquerque Public Schools. I wanted to ask you, Lieutenant, tell us about how Camp Fearless has had to change because of COVID. I know it's had to go virtual and some other things. So what did you do this summer with Camp Fearless?
You know, we started Camp Fearless in 2018 doing two camps. There was 40 kids per camp. The following year, we pushed off five camps along with a junior police academy of 40 kids each. This year, it was a bit disheartening as we started to make plans to launch Camp Fearless for this summer. COVID-19 hit, and it was quite the adversity that we faced. But we face adversity every day. And the thing is, we can either sit down and take it, or we can stand up and do something about it. And that's what we did with the Albuquerque Police Department. We put together a virtual Camp Fearless. And when I say virtual, we utilized what we had available to us. We had a YouTube platform. And what we did is we created several 10 to 15 minute videos that provided a sense of safety education and just understanding and exposure to our police department. So it could be anything from back to school safety, using the crosswalks correctly. It could be anything from introducing the youth to our horse mounted unit, our canine unit, our bomb unit, all the different specialized units we may have. I also worked with Albuquerque Fire Rescue to give kids an idea of what to do in the case of an emergency, whether they be at home or in the case of a fire, on what they should do in order to keep themselves safe. So the big thing was to give the kids exposure to the police department, again, showing them there's a human behind the badge and showing them the interest of the police department, and definitely getting them the safety tips that are going to help them succeed and be healthy in the community.
Tell us a little bit about your Citizen Police Academy.
So the Citizens Police Academy is designed for adults 18 years old and older, and I believe it's a 12-week course. It's actually handled through our police academy itself. People who want to attend the Citizens Police Academy will have to go through a background. You can't have any felonies on your record or anything of that nature unless it can be reviewed by the chief. The chief can give special approval. Once you're in the Citizens Police Academy for 12 weeks, you meet twice a week. I believe it's 2 to 3 hours a night, and you get exposed to the different laws that are here in New Mexico, the rules and procedures that police officers have to follow. You get introduced to all the specialized units, and they even have a block of instruction where it's reality-based training, where they get to go to our reality-based training center and get exposed to, with actors, performing live scenarios. So it's as close as a real-life scenario you're going to get, and they get to act like the cops, and they get a first-hand taste of what it's like to be a police officer. So it provides a lot of education. It provides a whole lot of transparency to our department, how people can become involved with our department, and it also gives that understanding where people may have a better understanding of why police do what police do and how they do.
You know, as you mentioned, the Citizen Police Academy, I know that there's a prerequisite for being part of the Citizen Police Review Board to actually go through that. And so I want to encourage our listeners, if you really want to participate in policing in our community and be part of it, probably the best way to go about that is to first learn what our police are actually faced with. And I can't imagine, Lieutenant, what actually happens on the street, because I've seen police spit on. I've seen people cussing them out. I've seen about everything that I can see. And yet every time I've been a witness to this, the police officers have been very calm, men and women. They've been very professional. They've spoken very directly. They've been assisted by other officers, and I've never seen anyone, you know, step out of line. And I have to be frank with you. I don't know if I could stay calm with people doing that kind of stuff to me.
Yeah, it's definitely no easy job, and it's not the ordinary person that puts on that badge and goes out to protect the citizens of the city and whatnot. It's been some time since I took calls for service, but I admire each and every one of those officers that are out there on the street taking those calls, because I can remember there have been plenty of calls where, yeah, the fear sets in. It is scary, yeah. But that's where we stand up, and we stand between the good and the bad, and we make the right decisions within law, and we keep the people safe here in the city. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy. But it's something that I know, it's the heart of a servant. And any one of our police officers, we get into this police job for one reason. It's the heart of a servant. You want to serve. You want to get in there. You want to help others. And that's what drives us past that fear that we may have.
We're on the phone this afternoon with Roger J. Legendre. He is the Youth Engagement and Education Lieutenant for the Albuquerque Police Department. Roger, I so much appreciate your time today, and we're going to have a little bit of time later in the week to talk with you once again, but thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.com.